AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Violence flaring between Israel and the Palestinians. Israeli forces conducting a rare daytime raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. 9 Palestinians killed, 7 said to be militants, 1 a 61-year-old woman. Later, 2 rockets fired from Gaza, drawing airstrikes from Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken due to visit this weekend. Meantime, the Pentagon says U.S. Special Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in northern Somalia. Russian missiles and drone strikes across Ukraine killed at least 11 people, 3 at an energy facility in Zaporizhia. The attacks follow Russia's recent pattern of striking infrastructure about every 2 weeks. In this country, 5 fired police officers in Memphis now facing murder charges.
The head of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the traffic stop that resulted in Tyre Nichols' death in no way reflected proper policing.
This was criminal.
And director David Rausch on WMC-TV says,
I'm sickened.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says all 5 officers are being charged with second-degree murder, kidnapping, and other violations in the brutal beating that took place after Nichols was pulled over, pepper sprayed, fled, and then caught again.
The actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyre Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Mulroy says he'll release the police videos of the traffic stop Friday evening. Lawyers for 2 of the officers charged say they're still waiting to see more evidence and that their clients are very upset. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Archives has asked former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their files for classified documents. And Jennifer King has new economic data.
The government's latest GDP estimate found the economy grew at 2.9% from October to December, with an annual rate of 2.1% for all of 2022.
That news helped boost stocks. This is AP News. Sir the Baptist's collaboration with the Tennessee State University Marching Band has gotten the attention of the Grammy Awards. Margie Zaraletta explains.
For the first time, a band for a historically black college or university has been nominated for the Best Roots Gospel Album Grammy. It's a project called The Urban Hymnal, created by producer Sir the Baptist and TSU assistant band director Larry Jenkins. They wanted to tell the story of black history, but they did not think the Grammys would consider the record. They say, imagine what happened when it got nominated.
The kids went wild. I mean, running through the hall and all.
Running out of class. Literally. Leaving class in real time, screaming in the hall.
The Grammys will be awarded February 5th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And Shakira's outfits from this performance at the 2020 Super Bowl halftime on display at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles. Also the acoustic guitar she uses for songwriting. The exhibit opens March 4th. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.